Today, we're reminded about the importance of listening to God and growing with Him. Let's head to the Old Testament and connect with 12-year-old Samuel, who is in the temple. It's late at night, and Samuel's just trying to get some sleep. So in 1 Samuel chapter 3, Samuel is living and working in the temple with the priest Eli. He's not famous. He's not a leader yet. Samuel's just a regular kid doing his job and worshiping God. Verse 1 tells us something important. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. People just didn't hear from God very much. So have you ever had one of those nights where you're almost asleep and you think you hear somebody call your name? You sit up, you listen, but you hear nothing? Well, that's exactly where we find Samuel. In verse 4, the Lord calls. Samuel jumps out of bed, runs to Eli and says, "Here I am, you called me." Eli says, "What? I didn't call you. Go back to bed and lie down." A little while later, it happens again. Samuel, he gets up, he runs to Eli, same response. Then verse 7 explains what's happening. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And this is important. Samuel wasn't ignoring God. Samuel wasn't distracted. Samuel just didn't recognize God's voice yet. And hear this clearly. Samuel didn't fail. Samuel was learning. Recognizing God's voice takes practice, and Samuel was growing. So by the time God calls again, Eli realizes what's going on. He tells Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So a little while later, what do you think happens? Well, you guessed it. God calls again. Samuel is ready this time. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Samuel listens. Samuel responds. And the response begins to shape his whole life. And Samuel grows with the Lord. So how about you? Maybe today the Lord is quietly calling your name, not to overwhelm you, but to invite you to grow with the Lord. For most of us, the Holy Spirit doesn't speak with a loud, booming voice from the ceiling. Most of the time, God speaks in a quiet, everyday moment. So maybe at school, when you see someone sitting alone and you feel that nudge, hey, go and talk to them. That could be God inviting you to care, and it could be God helping you to grow in courage. At home, when you're about to get really angry at your brother or sister or your parents, and something inside you says, "Wait, slow down, take a breath," maybe that's the Holy Spirit helping you grow in your character. Remember, God's voice always lines up with Scripture and leads you towards what is right. As you keep listening and responding to God, you'll begin to recognize His voice more clearly. So here's the good news for you. God is patient, and He keeps calling. Growth comes with practice when we're listening to God. So maybe today your response can be just like Samuel's, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." When we listen for God's voice, we can respond and continue to grow each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.